you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. One of my favorites from Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Well, hello there, and welcome to Thursday. I'm Joey Kroll. Thank you so much for letting me be part of your Thursday. And yep, here we are already getting ready for the weekend. And I hope you're having a good week so far. It has been a crazy week for me and my family. Actually, last weekend we had a nice little surprise party for my mom, who ended her chemo for her cancer just a couple of weeks ago. So we wanted to just celebrate her and surprise her. So she was so surprised. We went up to Chicago. That's where she lives, as part of the whole surprise party, and we came back on Sunday, and we had to go back on Monday because my wife Aubrey has an appointment at a specialist in Chicago. So we came back on Monday, and we had to go back yesterday as well for a follow up. So we've been driving back and forth from Chicago, and it's good one-on-one time, but man, we are tired of driving. So it is so good to be home and just relaxed and not have to worry about anything and dealing with crazies and traffic and all of that stuff. So, but no, thank you so much for those who have been praying. I know I've gotten some encouragement here in the last week or so. So thank you so much for that. Really appreciate that. Wow, we are officially, this is crazy, 2 weeks away from the Great News Radio Community Appreciation Concerts, Thursday night, March the 29th, with Michael Card, Wayne Watson, Twyla Paris, and Steve Green. So looking forward to this at the Virginia Theater. Doors open at 6, and the Singing Men will be singing at 6:15 to just serenade you leading up to the 7 o'clock concert start time with the main artists. So they're going to be there singing their favorites, and seeing Mark Burns in a tux is always entertaining, and now this is going to be a good opportunity for some good fellowship. And I don't know if you've been up to date on this, but tomorrow night will be the last opportunity to bid for the dinner, special dinner with the four artists, along with a couple of others, including Mark Burns, for special dinner with the four artists. Yeah, imagine having dinner with Twyla Paris, Michael Card, Wayne Watson, Steve Green, just those classic artists that are still singing and worshiping today. So you have a chance to bid on that opportunity to have dinner with them. Also get two VIP tickets and just enjoy a nice little meet and greet with the artists. Sit down, ask them about what God is doing in their lives, and just getting to know them one-on-one times four, sitting down and having dinner with these fantastic, gifted, talented individuals that sing and give all their talents to the Lord, and just some well-known people too. So this is a great opportunity to make that current bid. Again, the deadline is tomorrow night. You can call in your bid by calling 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. And if you missed the interview that Mark Burns did with both Twyla Paris and Michael Card, man, great interviews. Just check out the archive programs page at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. And I know Mark is going to be interviewing Wayne Watson and Steve Green here in the next coming week or two. So it is just going to be so exciting. It's been so exciting here around the radio station. Preparing for this concert, our friends at the Olive Garden will be supplying dinner. I mean, you can't go wrong with Olive Garden ever. Also, our good friend Shields Auto Center is a big part of this. Martin Graphics Printing Services just been helping out. It is just so encouraging to see all these organizations coming together for this community appreciation concert. Again, it is going to be Thursday night, 2 weeks from tonight, March 29th. Concert begins at 7, doors open at 6. Singing Men of GNN will be there again singing as well, along with Steve Green, Twyla Paris, Wayne Watson, and Michael Card taking the stage at 7 p.m. You can get your tickets before they run out. Looks like they're going to be running out. They are just going so quick. General admission seating is just $11, and I know the Virginia Theater throws a $1 fee on that. You can get your tickets by visiting thevirginia.org, thevirginia.org, or by calling 217-356-9063, 217-356-9063, and that's something I'm looking forward to be attending that concert for sure. Again, Thursday night, March the 29th at 7 p.m. Going to be a great night of worship and fellowship. Well, here in the last couple of years, I've gotten to know a fantastic individual, somebody who is chasing after God's own heart, literally. Linda Kropp is the owner of the Lighthouse Family Thrift Store in Clinton, Illinois, and God is doing so many miraculous and incredible things through that store. More so than you might think. Linda Kropp, thank you so much for joining us today. How you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you, Joey.
Well, you know, as custom here on Great News Radio, we love hearing people's faith journey and just how they were introduced to the Lord for the very first time. So, Linda, if you can, could you tell us a little bit how you were introduced to the Lord for the very first time? A little bit about your faith journey.
Well, I was raised in a home where my mother was a very godly woman. And so from the time that I can remember, I have been with Jesus. And I saw how real faith was in her life. And I knew that my mother had a different kind of faith from some other people that I saw, and I wanted that. And I always say that I really didn't get into a lot of trouble growing up because my mom wouldn't let me. I'm really thankful for that right now. She made me go to church with her until I was 14 years old. I was a freshman in high school. And one week, our church, Mount Zion First Baptist Church in Mount Zion, was having a revival. So my mother forced me to go to church every night after school, and I went. And on the very last night, the Holy Spirit began to work in my heart, gave an altar call or asked if there was anyone who would like to come forward and commit their life to Christ. It was as if my heart was getting ready to beat out of my chest, and I was gripping the pew in front of me so tightly. I remember looking down, and my knuckles were white. And a friend of mine who was standing next to me, we went to school together, she said, "I think you need to go forward." So I did. I stepped out in the aisle, and I feel like I ran down there. And I went forward, and the pastor let me speak with another man who happened to be our neighbor, R.C. Smith. And R.C. Opened up Revelation 3:20 to me, and he said that Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hears my voice and opens it, I will come in." And I just started crying. Just a flood of tears came, and all I could do was picture Jesus standing at the door of my heart, and I was saying, "Please don't go away. Please just take my life." And one minute I was crying because I was afraid he would leave, and the next moment this joy just flooded my heart, and it was just instantaneous, and I just knew. I just had such an assurance that God had touched my life, and that's never changed. By the grace of God, He's kept me walking with Him for these 43 years of my life.
Wow, that's incredible. So how long have you had the thrift store open in Clinton?
Well, in September of this year, it'll be 3 years that we opened.
Wow, that's great. So tell us a little bit about how God told you, "Hey, you're going to open up a thrift store in Clinton, Illinois." Tell us a little bit about that.
The desire for the store was on my heart. It would be 3 years ago in August. I was driving home from church one Sunday, and our pastor was visiting with us. He had been working in Russia for the last 30 years. And Mitch and I, my husband, had known him overseas. We had been missionaries in India for 9 years. And so we had opened our home to different friends and friends of friends who would be traveling. And it just so happened this Sunday, this pastor was there. And I just was so burdened to be able to help him. At the time, I was working part-time at the Mission Mart in Clinton, just before they were closing. I was giving commissions out of what I was earning in different things. But this morning as I was driving home in the car, I just had such a burden, and I was just praying and I was crying, and I just asked the Lord, what can I do to help missions? And I just felt like the Lord put a vision in my heart, and he said, open a thrift store in Clinton and give 100% of the profits to missions. And it wasn't, you know, written on a piece of paper, or I didn't see a building fall down in front of me, but it was just like the Lord just gave me this plan, and everything from the mission statement to just so many details immediately just began to flood my heart. I was driving down 51 toward home, and my husband had been sick that morning, and so I was driving home alone. When I got home, I shared it with him. At the time, he was laid off from Caterpillar. And he's a very cautious man. When Mitch goes to buy something, he checks every price, every store, and then he gets on the internet and he reads reviews. And I tend to go more with, well, if the Lord's put this in my heart, that's what I'll do. So when I shared it with him, he actually very uncharacteristically said, well, if you feel like this is what God wants you to do, I think you should go for it, and you should go for it now.
Wow.
And then I called my prayer partner, who is the chaplain of the women's prison in Nevada. We've been prayer partners for about 20 years, and I shared this with her, and when I told her, she said, we were in India together also, and she said, I haven't heard this kind of excitement in your voice since we were in India. And I said, really? And she said, yeah. And so she prayed for me, and I remember so clearly because I pictured as she was praying, she prayed that if this was not of the Lord, that God would give me the grace to walk away with my hands open. Because I've always wanted and tried and worked for the Lord. We've had Bible studies, women's Bible studies in our home, women's Bible Lord in our life, but never anything like this. And so Kathleen prayed with me, and then I started taking the next steps, and this was on Sunday. And on Wednesday, a friend of mine down the road was sick, and so I was going to take some spaghetti because it was canning season, and anybody who was sick got spaghetti. So I took some down to her, and I thought, well, this will take 10 minutes. And when I went down, I shared with her what was going on about my feelings for the store. And she said, well, have you put a fleece before the Lord? And I said, no. And she said, why? And I said, well, because I was afraid I'd put the wrong fleece. And so she said, well, what would be a fleece for you before the Lord? And I said, well, we want to move in the first part of September. If our landlord would say, well, you don't have to pay rent until the day you open for business, the 24th of September. And so we prayed for that, that if this was God's leading, that our landlord would be agreeable to that. That was on Wednesday. On Thursday, I had to speak to the landlord. I'd found a building. And just as I was getting ready to say goodbye, I said, oh, and by the way, would it be okay if we moved in on the 1st of September and cleaned up the building and I didn't pay any rent until we opened for business on the 24th? He said, sure, why not?
Oh, wow.
And I started crying, and I just thought, this is wonderful. And that lasted about a half a day, and then it's like this fear came in again, and I thought, oh, no, maybe I need another fleece. So I actually went back and read about Gideon, and I was so thankful that he put two fleeces before the Lord also. And then the next day, Friday, I went to the bank for a loan, and I went to the bank with $20 in my pocket and spare gas money to apply for a loan, and the bank asked for our home for collateral, and we said no. And they said they really couldn't give me a business loan because they didn't give them, but they would give me a small personal loan. Well, it wasn't really even enough to pay the first and last month's rent and get the lights turned on. And so I thought, if this is the Lord, you know, I'm just going to be bold in my asking. And so I was talking to the loan officer, and I said, would you mind asking the board if they would double the amount? And she said, she looked at me skeptically, and she said, yes, I will. And so, and this was Friday, Labor Day weekend, and I thought, well, I won't know anything until next Wednesday. I was driving home, and just before I got home, I was praying again in the car. And I was saying, Lord, everything is just happening too fast. I've been a Christian for 43 years, and it was almost like I was walking through automatic doors. I would walk up to them, and they would just open in front of me, and that had never happened in my life like that. And I said, Lord, it's just been too fast. It's only been 6 days. And I just felt like that the Lord just spoke to my heart and said, I made the world in 6 days.
Mm.
And I thought, wow. So I got home and I told Mitch, and the words were no sooner out of my mouth. The phone rang. It was the loan officer. She said, I called to tell you that you got your loan, the full amount. And that was the last easy thing that ever happened, Joey. Everything else has been a battle and a struggle, but it has been so amazing, the lives that God has touched through the store. I thought we were going to open a store and make lots of money and give it to missions, and that didn't happen. What happened was hurting people started coming into the store and sharing needs, and they would hear that if someone didn't have the money to pay for what they needed, we would give it to them. And so needy people started coming in. And it gave me an opportunity to share hope with them, and they started getting saved. And one after another, and I kept thinking, you can get saved in a thrift store. And I thought, yes, you can, because I prayed with them. I saw the change in their life. And just, you know, it just began to grow. And now, 2.5, almost 3 years later, we have had 71 people pray and commit their lives to Christ.
Wow, that's incredible, Linda.
And I try to keep in contact with as many of them as I can, but their lives have been changed. And one day I just, you know, people would come in and they would have needs and we would help them. And one day it's like God just opened my eyes and he showed me that anyone can give somebody clothes, but not everyone can share the gospel with them. And that I have a responsibility to share the gospel with these people that come in. And so I pray over my office, and we pray. We start the day every day at the store with prayer with the volunteers that come in. And it's just amazing to see how lives have been changed. And it's great. I love it.
Wow, that is incredible, Linda. You know, you would not believe how many people that I'm in contact with, you know, throughout the week. And a lot of people actually believe, you know what, I cannot be a minister because I don't work in a ministry. And I always tell them, you know what, you don't have to work in a ministry to become a minister. None whatsoever. And I think maybe you're a proven point to that.
Mitch and I were missionaries in India for 9 years, and in Sri Lanka and Bangladesh. And we loved what we were doing. And then 25 years ago, our first daughter was born in Pakistan, and she just lived a few hours, 3 hours and 20 minutes, and she died. She was born premature. And Mitch and I came back to the States thinking, we'll go back to India, we'll go back to Pakistan next year. And so it's almost like we always kept one suitcase unpacked for that. And then after we came back, we had a second daughter, a guy at birth, and then I had a miscarriage, and then our fifth child, Elizabeth, was born, and she'll be 24 on Sunday. Wonderful. But after living like that and doing what we wanted to do with our life, it was such a struggle, because what do when you've been a missionary and you've been a full-time minister of the gospel, and then you come back to America? I just felt like I wasn't getting anywhere. And then one day, the Lord just spoke to my heart so clearly, and he said, it's not where you are, it's who you are that makes you a minister of the gospel. And if you won't go down the street to share the gospel with the lady down the road, it doesn't matter how many ox carts in India you've ridden in. And it just changed my life again. And I stopped trying to be somewhere, and I started being who I was. And that was a believer. I know Jesus. And if those of us who know him can't share him with others, there's no way that they're going to be able to see that. And so I just, wherever I went, whatever I did, I just began to share the gospel with people. And, you know, as far with the store, I know in church we talk a lot about taking the church to the marketplace because people are not coming into the church. And I feel that's what the lighthouse is. It's a place where God has dropped us right in the middle of the marketplace. And we pray for every volunteer that comes in and stays. I have a stack of volunteer applications. I've never turned any of them away, but not everybody has shown up for a second visit. Because we pray that the Lord would bring the people to the store that He wants there. And it's not just that these people are working to share with others, but it's the work that God's doing in their life by giving them an opportunity and a place to serve other people. I just have seen wonderful changes in the lives of every volunteer that we have, how they've grown in their faith, how they've grown in loving and kindness toward other people. And we know that's just the work of the Holy Spirit. It's not the lighthouse. It's not me. It's not anyone. It's God at work in all of our lives.
Speaking with Linda Kropp, the owner of the Lighthouse Family Thrift Store in Clinton. Now, Linda, where exactly are you guys located at?
Well, we're across from the hospital on the corner of Business 51 and Route 10. The hospital is on the east-west of us, and the mobile station's on the south.
Well, you know, the word says that with an overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. And Linda, you have proven to us who is in your heart. So thank you so much for joining us. And I have one more question for you. How can we be praying for you?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Thank you, Joe. First, I pray that people would pray for us, that we would truly follow God's leading in all things. I just really need wisdom for everything that we do. And I pray that God would let His blessing be upon our store in our words and the witness that we give. And prayer also for the volunteers, that the Lord would continue to bring in the volunteers that He chooses, that this being in the store would be a blessing for them, not just the blessing that they are for us. And also that God would always provide for us and give us wisdom with what's given to us.
Well, Linda, we will be praying for you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Joey. It's been so good to talk with you again.
Thanks. Well, speaking with Linda Kropp, the owner of Lighthouse Family Thrift Store in Clinton, Illinois, thank you so much for being our guest. And thank you so much for listening here on the Thursday morning program here on Great News Radio. If you want to find out more about our radio ministry, check out our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Or if you want to bid on some of those remaining VIP tickets and the meet and greet dinner with Steve Green, Wayne Watts at Twilight Paris, and Michael Card, just call 217-367-7777. Last I checked, that's still up for bid. So 217-367-7777. Will you enjoy the rest of your Thursday? Don't forget Mark Burns with Mark and Friends coming up tomorrow morning. Until then, remember that you are salt and you are light. You are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your day.